We were asked by our record labels where we wanted to be in the record shop, like where the very best album should be put, and we said pop, all of us at the same time.
Har du hørt den om svensken, franskmannen og malavieren som møttes I en gate I London? Ikke? Da det bare å spisse ørene og gjøre seg klar for å møte Johan Carlberg, Etienne Tron og Esa Mamoya, som sammen the very best.
I used to have a studio in London on this street called Glenham Road, and Etienne was two blocks up from me, and right in the middle of us, on the same road, Esa had a junk shop. Etienne used to always walk past this shop, obviously come into the studio and go in there and look for weird things that he might want to buy. And slowly got to know Esa a little bit and bought a bike from him one day for his girlfriend and invited him to his housewarming party because he was moving. But I played him some songs and he kind of started humming along with some tracks. And I got really interested and asked him if he could maybe sing something. And so he wrote this song that day called Charlo, and it's still on the album now and we recorded it and it went from there basically. This kind of project feels like it can only happen in London almost, like a Swedish guy, a French guy and a Malawian all meeting in East London, you know, like one of the most multicultural cities in the world. And I think us as a group, as the very best, really represents London well, you know, because it's where these kind of weird things happened.
All the big cities like London or New York or Tokyo or whatever, like they're very cosmopolitan. Those cities really become like Babylon, you know, in the Bible, like places where you can basically meet somebody from absolutely anywhere in the world, even like a lost tribe in the forest. You're gonna meet him on your street in Hackney, in London.
Not to say that Esa is from a lost tribe in the forest, but. I mean, when I first heard Esa sing, like, it blew my mind, you know, like, I always say and I always feel like Esa is standing on a mountaintop singing to his people kind of thing, you know, like, with his big harmonies and beautiful melodies, and that was really, really appealing, and, like, it really hit me in the heart.
I kjølvannet av suksessen til band som Vampire Weekend har moderne afrikansk musikk fått en påvirkning på vestlig pop som man ikke har sett siden midten av 80-tallet. Men, som Etienne og Esau påpeker, går impulsene mer enn én vei.
We got really interested in the dance culture in South Africa and a lot of African countries as well. Like, we thought the dance music was really exciting there, but the more we were listening to it, the more we realized how it itself got influenced from Europe, you know, like those guys got crazy about like some like French 90s composers, or like there's a lot of elements that they took from European dance culture and they made something out of it. And then we arrive and we just take it back, and it's like this constant back and forth.
Because you see, like, people have gone all the way to Africa, like some other parts of the world as well, maybe trying to look for some different kind of music and the like. But now people from Africa also, just like myself, have got an access to come here and, you know, do the same thing, which is like more, even more practical than before.
I think it's like, it feels that there's a new interest for Africa, but when you think about it, Africa's always been there and like it's always been part of everybody's mind, whether you know it or not. Like, everybody's seen the Lion King. It's our problem free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. It's like it's there, but maybe people were unconscious about it. But it's always been there. Even in dance music, I think that kind of trance music, the trance that you get listening to like an electronic beat, probably comes a lot from the African drum thing. Like, you can trace so many things back to Africa.
People are focusing a lot on it now, people borrowing back and forth, you know, but music has always been like that. I mean, look at someone like Timbaland, you know, like one of the biggest producers in the world. The amount of stuff he's taken from Middle Eastern and Asian and African music in the pop industry for 10 years now. It's been there, very prominent, you know, like you listen back to the first Miss Elliot album, you know, like, which was massive hits, and then you can hear all the African influences and all these things in there, you know. The M-I to the S-S.
They put that on my chest. My car's the way that I flex. And people say I'm dope as fuck. They say I'm just too fly.
You can see that even though things are really opening up now with internet and stuff, it's always been a big mix. And like, even you think about the band like the Beatles and stuff, they had their like Indian phase at some point.
Each day just goes so fast. It's something that you can't avoid. It's just natural. It just happens naturally. It's just one thing. It doesn't matter whether it's from Africa, Europe, you know, America or where else. It's just one thing. Music's music. There's no limitation. Lydverket.
My tongue.